with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting results for a key U.S. Senate race are in. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
With polls in more than half the country closed now this election day, results are starting to trickle in. As expected, Senate Republicans have flipped the West Virginia seat of retiring Joe Manchin with a win tonight by former Governor Jim Justice. That's a major step in their hoped-for recapturing of the Senate majority. Republican Mike Braun wins Indiana's governor race.
Republican Mike Braun won the Indiana governor's race Tuesday, defeating Democrat Jennifer McCormick, a former Republican who split with the party after serving as a state school superintendent. The victory by Braun, a U.S. senator, is a wealthy founder of a national auto parts distribution business, extends the GOP's 20-year hold on the state's top office in Deep Red, Indiana. Braun quickly became the front-runner in the race, bolstered by several advantages, name recognition, money, and former President Donald Trump's endorsement.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting.
Meanwhile, the two presidential candidates wait to find out who's going to be the next president.
After voting in Florida, Trump was asked if Harris ends up with more votes, would he concede?
If I lose an election, if it's a fair election, I'd be the first one to acknowledge it.
Kamala Harris voted by mail. She stopped by DNC headquarters in Washington, where they were making calls.
Got to talk to voters.
All right, everybody. Come.
Caroline? Hi, Carolyn. It's Kamala. Hi, how are you? This truly represents the best of who we are. Just reaching out to folks, letting them know that we're all in it together.
Trump will be at his home in Florida. Harris will be at a party at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Election day voting unfolded relatively smoothly across the nation with only scattered reports of delays for extreme weather, ballot printing errors, and technical problems. On Wall Street, the Dow by 427 points. This is SRN News. A free speech battle is taking place at one Virginia school.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country, according to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee. Three-quarters of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S., that percentage even higher amongst those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe. This is SRN News. State police have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a non-compliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements. An attorney for the company said his client's civil rights were violated and that the company plans to sue. John Scott reporting.
A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz are on the auction block. Nearly two decades after a thief stole the iconic shoes, convinced they were adorned with real jewels. Heritage Auctions in Dallas announced in a news release Monday online bidding has started. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.